Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mick Mixon is the voice of the Carolina Panthers and hopefully the voice of sanity for us here as we begin this hour of the Bill Michaels Show. Mick, how's it going?
Is this Kevin?
That's me.
So where's Michaels?
He'd probably wander in the countryside somewhere. No, he had a couple of days. He's back tonight for his nightly show, The Huddle. But since Kawhi Leonard has load management, we're going to call it load management. What do you think?
That's a good one. I just want to make sure he was all right and not infirmed in any way, or that he was still okay. But it's great hearing your voice, and you do a fine job. I'm sure it's going to be tough for him to get his gig back.
Only because I deadbolted the door to the studio. All right, so well, Mick, let's talk a little bit about this game Sunday, because this is, I think, it's a crucial game really on both sides, in the sense that the Panthers have a chance here at 5-3 to come in and win a game against an NFC program on the road where it's traditionally difficult to win in a place like Lambeau Field. And now you're in a different position now than you've been all year, because there is no more mystery surrounding Cam Newton. There is no when will he or when won't he. He's done. So how does it change the mindset knowing that, hey, this is no longer a Cam Newton season? That's over with.
Yeah, good call, Kevin. I think it takes a little bit of the heat off of the kid, Kyle Allen, but you'd never get him to admit to that. In fact, he's a huge Cam Newton fan and has used social media this week to pay homage to Cam Newton and the great teammate that Newton is, and the mentorship and what he's learned from playing alongside of Cam Newton just for a short sample size in his career. The Panthers have a nice, you know, we got a nice little thing going down here in the South, Kevin, of being 5-3 and having beaten Tennessee after getting striped at San Fran. And it's all, you know, our little small market sales down here are real happy about it all. But, I mean, going to Green Bay, Lambeau Field, that historic patch of real estate, and beating a Packer team that will have a huge mat on after what happened out west. I think if the Panthers win this game, then the Carolina Panthers will have the attention of the entire National Football League.
It is something where the talent is there, even without Cam, to get that done, which is to say we know about Luke Kuechly on the defensive side of the ball, who's just been such a mainstay for years. But then on the offensive side, what Christian McCaffrey has developed into has been incredible. How much fun has it been to watch this player develop and all the different parts of his game develop?
Oh, it's been a joyous Noel in every way. I mean, McCaffrey is in the era, old school, galloping ghost, Red Grange, Bronco Nagurski. I mean, you could see him just plugging in to any era of pro football. He's a worker. His work ethic is unparalleled, tough, twitchy, accepts willingly his responsibilities in blitz pickup, pass pro, and he is a handful in space. Very good runner in between the tackles, can get skinny in the hole, and just insists on falling forward. The question, though, I think, Kevin, for the Panthers will be, because Green Bay can take that away. Defenses, any NFL defense can take away any single weapon. The question will be, if Green Bay commits additional people to try to limit McCaffrey, then what? Now, can Carolina's receivers get off? Can the Panthers have Greg Olsen with a big game? Alex Armaugh, the fullback. Can Carolina do enough to make Green Bay pay for shadowing McCaffrey?
It is going to be a fun challenge, too, because apparently we brought our December weather to November. We don't want that, but it's what's happened. We're starting to, you know, get these teens and 20s and that sort of thing. And there's a lot made at this time of year about having a team come up from a warm weather climate to play in cold weather. Do you buy it all into the concept of it having to come in and play in 15, 20 degree weather?
I do, but, you know, I don't speak for the entire franchise here, but I think absolutely. I mean, look at it the other way. Let's say that the Vikings or the Packers were coming down to play opening day, and it was 98 degrees with 100% humidity. Now, would Green Bay just wilt and, oh, my gosh, we're just not heat tolerant, we're not heat acclimated? No, but in the fourth quarter of a tight game, would it make a little bit of a difference? I think by any measured analysis, yes. Everything about playing at Green Bay seems difficult to me. The what's the field? Is it a Kentucky bluegrass? It looks like a different kind of grass. It just looks a little more hairy. It looks harder for fast guys to be fast. When the sun goes over that back right corner of the press box, as I'm imagining sitting in the press box, and that temperature goes down, the blustery winds. So I think, yeah, I think it's a big advantage for Green Bay. How do you see it?
Yeah, exactly the same. And it's there's something about and because I grew up in the South, I grew up right outside Atlanta, and so we moved here. And it, of course, there's this part of us that is scared, and it's probably the wrong word, but we've been conditioned to respond in a certain way to cold weather, and it's the same way I know in Charlotte, where if you have a threat of snow, the answer is you go inside until it's off the ground. That's how you handle it, right?
Oh yeah, exactly.
I mean,
but in this case, you gotta, you know, Coach Rivera said that the Panthers and the Packers both have to play in it. Well, that sounds good. I mean, we know that to be the case, but would Green Bay be more used to it?
Yeah.
Would there, and to further the point, would the, because NFL players get used to being, they get comfortable with the idea of being uncomfortable. But, well, I guess what I'm really trying to say is Green Bay more built with bigger receivers? I mean, you got these 6'4 receivers, these veteran tight ends. Would they be more built to play a game like this? I don't know. We'll see.
So, Mick, here's a chance for you to make a little pitch for barbecue, because Joe and I will have food discussions, of course, in addition to our sports discussions. And I am a huge proponent of Carolina barbecue. And so we get a chance to do some other parts of the country. We were in Texas watching the game against the Cowboys. You've got the brisket thing. Joe had way too much brisket, got way too full. We didn't do Kansas City this year, but I imagine your vote is Carolina on the barbecue front. Is that right?
As compared to what?
To Kansas City, Memphis, Texas.
Oh, that. I thought you meant Green Bay barbecue. I thought maybe I'd miss something that was a thing up that way.
No. No barbecue here. No, I don't.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, there's some things that we can do that happen in Wisconsin. Some good, like, it's a hearty diet, but there are a couple things that don't exist here. I have to tell these folks about legitimate sweet tea, like the thing where there's some tea with your sugar. That's the real sweet tea.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you guys are missing out. But don't anybody move down here, because we already have a lot of saturation of cheeseheads down here in the beautiful, glorious southeastern United States. But, yeah, the barbecue thing, mustard-based, ketchup-based barbecue, it is excellent down here. Way, way better than beef barbecue. That's an insult to barbecue.
That's exactly what I was hoping to hear right there. Mick Mixon, voice of the Carolina Panthers. Mick, we appreciate it. Have fun. We'll see you up at Lambeau Sunday.
Appreciate it, Kevin. Come find me.
I will do it. Mick joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard, you work hard. They treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them at 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.